Morning, Ireland. It's 8 minutes to nine. And the news that police in the UK have discovered human remains in their search for missing woman Sarah Everard, and that a policeman is charged on suspicion of murder, has disturbed many, not just in England, but anywhere women have to worry about their safety just walking home from a friend's. As Enda Brady told Rachel earlier, this case has resonated with many women on social media who ask, why can't they walk as safely as men, especially after dark? Dr. Cliona Sadler runs the Rape Crisis Network and she's on the line. Dr. Sadler, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And tell us why you think the disappearance and suspected murder of Sarah Everard has touched a chord with so many women.
Well, I think it's touched a chord for a number of reasons, and it's not the first time we've aired this conversation, but it certainly touched a chord again. It sparked a massive response on social media, in part because this is your example of your stranger rape, and it is most likely stranger rape, but it's, you know, someone going about their daily lives and moving about in public in a way that all of us do and need to do. And and really, I suppose one of the questions was, what is the message being sent to women? And the message sent to women is the same message they've been getting for all their lives, which is the world is unsafe for them and we must shrink our world to keep ourselves safer. And the response very clearly is actually, sorry, this is the wrong message. What we need is our freedom. And what we need to establish is how women can move about freely in the world and not have their lives curtailed by essentially men's violence against women. And so I suppose, you know, I'm connecting it, and I think a lot of people are connecting it with International Women's Day, which happened on Monday. And indeed, the Citizens Assembly is about to look at gender equality and sexual and domestic violence. And really what you're looking at here is how the violence met out to women shrinks our world and, in fact, undermines any attempt to bring about gender equality.
And it was the fact that, you know, women were being warned by, you know, police to stay in after dark, that while you say as stranger rape is rare, the experiences of so many women and, you know, texting your friend, you're home safe, being careful about darkness, you know, avoiding laneways, crossing the street to avoid a bunch of men, locking the car door immediately. Yeah. These are things that so many women do automatically that most men don't have to do. And it's almost, you had women saying, why are we having to do this?
It's an additional labour. It is, if you like, a tax on being a woman in the world. You have an additional labour, emotional, your headspace is taken up with it, and you're shrinking your world the whole time. Or you're taking what you know to be a risk. It is one of the anomalies that we think of masculinity as being the gender which takes risks, when in fact women are taught from the very beginning that to engage in the public world, and indeed sometimes the domestic world, is to take risks. One of the studies that I came across today showed that 14-year-old girls lived, the public world they lived in, the size of the public space they occupied was two-fifths of the size they occupied when they were 11. So moving into puberty shrinks a girl's world. And in fact, when compared with her counterparts, her fellow 14-year-olds, her world was a third the size of a boy's world by the time she was 14. Women's worlds shrink, and they shrink because of male violence.
The final point, just very briefly, though, as you will know in the Rape Crisis Network, the reality for most women most vulnerable is that the danger lies not out on the street but behind your front door.
Absolutely. There is, and this is part of the problem of focusing on women in terms of women being able to prevent and protect themselves. There is no set of rules or safety guidance that will protect women. What we need to do is change how women are treated in the world, how women are objectified in the world, and the respect women have in the world.
Dr. Cliona Sadler, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. Dr. Cliona Sadler there from the Rape Crisis Network. It's 4 minutes to nine.